With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Social media addiction is alleged at a trial that will see Facebook's co-founder take the stand today.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify Wednesday in Los Angeles in an unprecedented trial in which a now 20-year-old woman claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her depression and suicidal thoughts. Meta Platforms and Google's YouTube are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snap have settled. At a congressional hearing, Zuckerberg apologized to families who say their lives have been upended by tragedies caused by social media. But a Meta spokesperson says the company strongly disagrees with the allegations in this lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Police say the 18-year-old man was headed straight for the U.S. Capitol when he was stopped, placed under arrest. The Georgia man armed with a shotgun.
This individual had a tactical vest on. He was also had tactical gloves. And when we looked in the vehicle, he had a Kevlar helmet and a gas mask in the vehicle. He was also, like I mentioned earlier, the shotgun was loaded. He had additional rounds on his person.
U.S. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan, the audio from WJLA-TV. American and Iranian nuclear negotiators will meet again in a couple of weeks following today's round of talks in Geneva. Also in Geneva, talks on ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Negotiators from both sides met today for about 2 hours. Six rescued, nine other backcountry skiers still missing after being caught in an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in Northern California. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 135 points higher. This is SRN News. Utah lawmakers consider an opt-out bill.
The measure would allow college students to decline an assignment if it conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs. GOP State Representative Mike Peterson is sponsoring the legislation, telling the Salt Lake Tribune that his daughter had been assigned by one professor to write a letter to a local official urging support for LGBT policies. He says, quote, "Sometimes a student gets put in a position where it violates their conscience and they have no recourse." Michael Harrington reporting.
The patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakhan has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church conference in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor, mostly Muslim, Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. A tragedy involving a college athlete.
Northern Iowa football player Parker Sutherland has died 2 days after collapsing during an off-season workout. School officials announced Saturday that the 18-year-old tight end from Iowa City, Iowa, had died that morning. Northern Iowa coach Todd Stepsis said Monday that the 6'6" Sutherland had collapsed on Thursday. Sutherland appeared in 4 games as a freshman last fall. He had earned second-team All-State honors his senior year at Iowa City High School. He also played football and basketball in high school. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A dust storm that produced brownout conditions of cutting visibility to pretty much nothing is blamed for a 30-plus vehicle pileup along a Colorado interstate. Authorities say that 4 people were killed in yesterday's crash along both sides of I-25 south of Pueblo. More details, SRNNews.com.